Thank you so much, team, for sharing together with us today. And I don't know about you, but sometimes it's too early in the day to sing those high notes. But then on the other hand, it's never too early in the day to sing low notes. Why is that, Bill?
I don't know either.
But, you know, it's when we begin to really consider everything that this time of year is. It certainly is an amazing privilege that we have year after year. You know, I love Christmas time. I really do. I just love being around people. Believe it or not, I love being in stores around Christmas time. I don't like being on the highway traveling down Peach Street during Christmas time, but I just love being in the stores and watching the fights and all of that kind of good stuff that goes along with this time of year. But, you know, the thing that I love so much about this season is the fact that we get an opportunity to reflect, and we get an opportunity to look at the significance of this particular moment. You know, I think it's very appropriate that we look around and we see all the lights and all of that, knowing that the light of the world has come to dwell among us. And the fact that He has declared that we are to be lights as well, and that we are to let our light so shine before this world that others can see Christ in us. And as they see Christ in us, we can make a difference in this world in which we live. What an amazing, amazing opportunity God gives us every year to be able to celebrate His great gift to mankind. This morning, I want to share with you five things about the reflecting upon the significance of Christmas. And I'm going to ask you to please open up your Bibles to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, as we're kind of continuing in our Characters of Christmas series. We're going to be looking at the event with the shepherds. You know, we looked at Mary in the 10:45 service last week. We're looking at Joseph in the later service today. We're looking at this moment in time now when the shepherds, the common people of that day, were granted the great privilege of being the first to hear about the birth of the Christ. That's how much God loves the common folk. You know, the average, everyday person. In the world that we live in today, whenever there is a huge event that takes place, the White House gets the first call. And then it goes from the White House to the Senate and to the Congress, and, you know, to the Senate and the House. And then it goes from there then to the news media, and just kind of everyone is made aware from that point on. But you know, when Jesus was born, of course, they didn't have satellites and that kind of thing. But the satellites that God sent, the angels themselves, came to the common people first. Isn't that interesting? They didn't go to the palaces where kings reside. They went to the hills where the shepherds were watching over their sheep. And this account that we're going to look at today is an account of that event. Let's begin at verse 15. And it came about, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds began saying to one another, "Let us go straight to Bethlehem then, and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came in haste and found their way to Mary and Joseph and the baby as he lay in a manger. And when they had seen this, they made known the statement which had been told them about this child. And all who heard it wondered at the things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds went back, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as had been told them. Let's pray. Father, let our faith be as the faith of these shepherds. Lord, we know that whenever we come before you with open and innocent hearts, Lord, you amaze us. When we stop to think about the fact that you care enough about us to make known to us the glorious will that you have for us, it is astounding. Your will for this world is that all should come to repentance and come to know Christ personally. Your will for each individual is that they find life in you and that they have promise and hope for eternity with you. And Lord, I pray that today, as we look at this Christmas season, Lord, I pray that your Spirit might just wash over us, that you would help us and encourage us to take time to thank you for your many, many blessings on us. And Father, we'll give you praise for that. For it's in your glorious and holy name we pray. Amen. Couple of things very, very quickly before we get started here. While I've got your attention, I want you to know the 8:30 service will not be held the next 2 weeks. Okay? Next week is going to be the Christmas cantata and the children's program on Sunday morning. And everything begins at 10 o'clock. Okay? So we just kind of want you to be aware of that. And then the following Sunday, of course, is Christmas morning. And so the only service we'll be having here will be the 10:45 service that day. So we just want to make you aware of that. All right? So everybody understand that now? Next two Sundays? But on January the 1st, the under 30 worship team will be starting off our new year. And we're looking forward to that. All right? Now, let's reflect a little bit upon the significance of Christmas. We're going to be using these particular verses that we read, but I want you to know that we're going to be jumping around a little bit. We're not going to necessarily take them in order. In fact, we aren't going to. But I have a plan for the direction of thought, and so please bear with me. First of all, I want us to remember that Christmas is a time to ponder. Secondly, Christmas is a time to marvel. Third, Christmas is a time to praise. Fourth, Christmas is a time to tell. And then perhaps most importantly, number five, Christmas is a time to find Jesus. Okay, let's look at the beginning of this. Christmas is a time to ponder. Look again at that 19th verse. It says this, "But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart." You see, Mary was visited by the angels when she was told that the baby was going to be born. She was visited by Elizabeth, or as she visited Elizabeth, if you will. And in that encounter, Elizabeth acknowledged this child and what this child was going to be. She was blessed by a husband that wanted to follow God and His will no matter what, and did not want to embarrass her in any way. And so she was blessed in that fashion. And now the baby has been born. And the shepherds come to see the child. And this had to be immediately after the birth of Jesus, because he is still in the manger. He hadn't yet been taken inside somewhere. And so it had to have been even the very night that he was born. And so as all of these things, and they declared what the angels had said to them. And what and if you go back, you will see what that is in verses 8 through 14. In all of this, Mary is just kind of amazed. And after the birth of Christ, and all of these accounts, and putting all of this together, this verse says that she pondered all of these things in her heart. She focused on what those things were that had taken place and how significant they were. Now I want to ask you, are you going to stop and ponder about the significance of Christmas this year? Or is it just another moment of commercialization for you? You know, the generosity that comes about at Christmas time is, how do I want to say this? Because I want to say it gently. But it is an example of what lies in the heart of our gratitude towards God for this moment. I talk with people on occasion who absolutely hate Christmas. How tragic. Because they're missing the generosity of God to this world. The gift of His Son. The gift of life that He offers. The substitute to take on all of our sins. And God freely gives us this opportunity to know Him. And the Word of God tells us, freely you have received, freely give. In other words, return by demonstrating compassion and kindness and generosity to this world around you so that others might be able to see Christ involved in your life and active. Don't be a Grinch unless it's a post-heart growing Grinch. He became the most generous. Don't be a Scrooge unless you become a Scrooge like the post-visiting of the ghosts. And you know what it says, and from that time he kept Christmas every day. Folks, Christmas is a time to ponder the greatest gift that God could ever give to mankind, and that's life. And it's because of His Son that we have that amazing privilege. Ponder the generosity of God over this Christmas season. Second, Christmas is a time to marvel. Look at the 18th verse. It says, and when they had come and seen, they made known the statement which had been told them about the Christ child in verse 17. It says, and then it goes to verse 18 and says this, and all who heard it wondered at the things which were told them by the shepherds. They wondered. They were filled with awe. They were filled with marvel. They were filled with amazement. How could these simple shepherds have this kind of a handle over this particular child? And they are absolutely amazed. They were astonished at the report that had been brought. And all who heard it wondered. It's kind of interesting. Sometimes we wonder things, but our wonder is filtered through our system of doubt. I wonder if what he's saying is true. I wonder if what they're doing is right. You know, we have a system of doubt. That's not what's indicated here in the original languages. But it's more along the line of astonishment. You know, and the wide-eyed wondering of all of these things that have been reported. Amazement. And sometimes we lose the wonder of Christmas. We lose the amazement of Christmas. But Christmas is a time to be awed, A-W-E-D, by God. It's a time to share the love of God with everyone we come in contact with. Does the Christmas story arouse in you thoughts of God, thoughts of the divine, and Him reaching down to give you life? If Christmas doesn't do that, you're missing the meaning of what God is doing in this world. Number three, Christmas is also a time to praise. Look at the 20th verse. And the shepherds went back glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, just as had been told them. They went back and they praised God for everything that had taken place. And you know what? That's what we need to do over this Christmas time. We need to take time and praise God for what He has done for us. Take a moment to reflect back on that moment when He first spoke to us and revealed our need to have Him as our Savior. Take time to, over this Christmas season, to reflect upon the gifts that God gives us. And God is daily pouring out His blessings on each and every one of us. He's pouring out the gift of life. He allows us to live. He is pouring out for us the gift of family, the gift of friends. He is pouring out for us the gift of knowledge and wisdom so that we can grow and know a little bit more about Him and be able to live our lives in a way that honors Him. And we should thank Him every day for these kinds of gifts and praise Him for what He's doing in that regard. Folks, if we can't praise God, we're not right with Him. That's as bluntly as I know how to say it. If you can't praise God and thank Him, then your heart is in the wrong place with God. You're not in a right relationship with Jesus Christ. And it's time to just submit to the will of God and let Him place in you joy and praise. Number four, Christmas is also a time to tell. Verse 17, and when they, the shepherds, had seen this, they made known the statement which had been told them about this child. They made known the statement which had been told them. In other words, they went out and they told what they knew. You know, that's what we've been called to do. Jesus said that we would all be His witnesses. And by being a witness, it simply means to share with others what God has done for us personally. We shall be His witnesses. An ungrateful heart doesn't share the good things of God. An ungrateful heart keeps faith silent. But a heart that is filled with love and with gratitude from God tells of the great things that God has done for them. These shepherds couldn't keep it quiet. As they walked into that stable and as they saw that child lying there in that manger, they had to tell what they'd just seen. They had to tell about the angels. They had to share the message that they had declared to these shepherds. Folks, that's all God is asking us to do. Tell the world what Jesus has done for us, and God will bless our lives. Then number five, Christmas is a time to find Jesus. Look at the 16th verse. And they came in haste and found their way to Mary and Joseph and the baby as he lay in the manger. They came quickly and found. You see, they immediately left the hills to go where they had been told to go so that they could discover what God had declared to them was true. They found Jesus. Have you found Jesus? The Scriptures tell us that we'll find Him when we search for Him with our whole heart. Jeremiah chapter 9. With our whole heart, we must search. You see, God makes Himself available if we'll just come to Him, seek Him with everything that we are. He'll bless us with everything that He is. What an amazing, amazing privilege we have to be not just friends, but to be related to the King of all kings, to the Lord of all lords, to the God of all creation. And all we have to do is look for Him. And He's promised we'll find Him when we search for Him with our whole heart. Have you searched? Have you found Jesus? Then if you have, take a moment over this Christmas season and just reflect upon what He has done for you. And then open yourself up so that He can do what He wants to do through you. Christmas is the time of giving. God gave His only begotten Son on Christmas. He gives us life on any day that we search for Him with our whole heart. So that becomes Christmas to us. As Jesus was born and placed in a manger, when we are born again, He is placed in our hearts. Seek Him with all your heart. Search for Him and find Him. And He's promised you life. Let's stand. We're going to have a closing word of prayer. But I just want to tell you that even though we're not having this service the next couple of weeks, there's going to be great opportunities to celebrate Christ and life in Him. So we invite you to come to those times and just celebrate the love of Christ together. Let's close in a word of prayer. Our gracious Father, thank You. Thank You for Your love. Thank you for the gift of salvation, for the gift of life that only comes from your hand. And Lord, I pray that everyone inside this room today would be able to, over this Christmas season, take a moment to reflect on the great gift of life that you offer, the greatest present that could ever be given to man. And Lord, help us to be appreciative. Help us to be joy-filled. Help us to be people who hunger and thirst after you and who find you in all of your love. Now, Father, watch over us this day and all days as we live for you. And we'll give you thanks and praise, for it's in the awesome and the holy name of Jesus we pray. And all of God's people said, Amen. Thank you for being here. Have a great day in Jesus today.